Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Imagine spending your whole life developing an elite skill, and then one day, poof, it vanishes, gone. That's what happened to one Boston musician. But what came next is an example of how an unexpected bend in the road can take you where you were always meant to go.
My name is Doug Johnson. I'm a jazz pianist. Right now we're in my house in Brookline. My grandfather was a really wonderful musician. He was actually the director of WKAR, and I'm from Michigan, so it was the Michigan State Public Radio Station. And in those days, there were one or two people working at the station, and if somebody didn't show up for a performance or an interview, he would play for an hour. And he played piano, and he played violin and viola, and so I was around him playing all the time and just sitting down and playing, and I wanted to do that. Well, I started off playing piano, and I started playing trombone after that, and I was a classical trombonist. And that was really my focus. I had significant success. I won some big concerto competitions. And I went to college to do that, and I was reasonably on track to have a career as a classical trombonist in a major symphony or teach in a college or something. As it turned out, I ended up with what I know now to be called a focal dystonia. The famous classical pianist Leon Fleischer was one of the more famous people that ended up having this problem. His right hand at some point stopped functioning in terms of playing the piano. So I ended up with that in my embouchure, which is the setting of the lips onto the mouthpiece in a brass instrument. So I came to New England Conservatory to try to deal with that. Unfortunately, it just didn't work out. I couldn't sort of rebuild from scratch. Since I was able to play piano, I switched to jazz piano. It's like changing boats in the middle of the ocean. I was playing in town, and for the last 10 years I've been teaching at Berkeley and also Wellesley College. Unfortunately, my path has been rather complicated. When I switched to piano, I ended up practicing many hours with poor technique, and I ended up with a tendonitis in my arm that was really severe. So that sent me down another path, and in the process, I've learned an enormous amount about how to play the instrument more efficiently. It's been enormously helpful for teaching students too. We all have internal representations of our body in space. If you look at the back of your hand, and you see your thumb and it looks short and kind of stubby, when in fact, if you roll your hand the other way and bring your thumb and pinky to touch, you can see very easily that your thumb is very long. And in fact, it's your longest finger. It's longer than your middle finger. So when pianists play a note with their pointer finger and then go to play a note with their thumb, if they think their thumb is a short little finger, they'll tighten it and reach out and try to move as if it's that short little finger. And it causes a lot of tension and pain because you're trying to make your body move in a way that it's not designed to move. A few years ago, Berkeley created a group called the Performance Wellness Institute, which I'm really happy to be a part of. I'm on the steering committee. We wanted to find out what prevalence there was of pain related to playing their instruments and singing. 78% in one survey and 71% in another survey reported pain, numbness, and discomfort related to playing their instruments. So it's a really significant issue. And historically, it's been one that people are reluctant to talk about because they don't want people to not call them to do performances. So the Performance Wellness Institute was started to both work in educating faculty and educating students in healthier performance practices. And it's been a really wonderful thing. At this time, it's wonderful. I can play literally all day long without getting sore or tired. I feel, free. There's no... I don't feel restrictions. It's pretty wonderful. Big change. But it was a long process of work.
That's pianist Doug Johnson. Our profile was produced by Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea, and Doug Johnson will be performing with his trio at Scholars Jazz Club tomorrow night. There's more information at radioboston.org.
Our show is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.